Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you, to be able to share these podcasts with you on a daily basis. And please share these podcasts. Let people hear and be encouraged with the same thing that maybe we hope and pray is encouraging you. And to be able to reach out and to share the heart. You know, there's so many people today that are just struggling with mental anguish and going through all kind of mental anguish in their life. And so we want to you to understand today, you know, there's so many people talking about, you know, God is punishing me for some kind of sin, or God's doing this, or this is God, or this is God. But friend, I want you to realize today that this is just not true. God's doing some wonderful things today in the body of Christ. And, you know, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. So I want you to realize today that some Christians and a lot of believers still believe that although they've been forgiven of their sins, you're not free from the penalties of your sin. Now, in other words, you still expect punishment from God. Now wait just a minute. I want you to really listen. For example, some married couples that have been told that they're childless because God is punishing them for having had premarital sex. So although God has forgiven them of their sin, He still has to punish them for it. Now, guys, this is not true. This is absolutely not true. I'm certainly not for premarital sex. But I want you to know that God, who is the only one who is fully appreciative, the full value of His Son's blood, and who is completely satisfied by His Son's sacrifice, is at rest in His heart today concerning your sin. He's not sitting around punishing you, bringing something on you because of what you've done in the past. He's forgiven you of your sins. So that means your sins are completely, completely wiped away. That is why He is not against you even when you fail. Neither is He out there to punish you when you sin. No, He still loves you. He is for you, and He wants to help you overcome those sins that so easily beset us. So I want you to realize today that God's doing a wonderful thing in your life. God is doing a wonderful work in your life, and He's bringing you to a place of total completion, to where you're no longer accessible and responsible, that Jesus' blood removed you from the sin of your past. In the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats could only cover sins and not take them away. Hebrews 10 and 4. But the blood of Jesus is not like the blood of animals. For by one sacrifice, the eternal blood of the Son of God has forever removed our sins. Psalms 103 and 12. So we got to understand, and cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Now you're as righteous as God, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. In fact, God is so satisfied with His Son's perfect work that He says to you today, your sins and your lawless deeds I will by no means remember, Hebrews 10:17. And if God does not remember them, why would He punish you for them? He's not out there trying to punish you. He's not out there trying to make you sick. He's not out there trying to destroy you. He's not out there trying to beat you down. Beloved, you have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. So you are forgiven, completely forgiven. No matter what you're dealing with in your life, it's not God punishing you, because you have redemption through His blood. His blood has removed your sin nature away from you, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Because Jesus' work is complete, all your sins have been completely forgiven. They've been completely forgiven. And complete forgiveness means that the penalties for your sins can no longer fall on you, because they have already fallen on Jesus at the cross, Isaiah 53 and 5. So your sins have been removed. They have been removed, that you're no longer accountable for those sins. You know, because Jesus' work is complete, all your sins have been completely forgiven. So you're absolutely starting out with a clean slate of absolutely no sin. So don't think for one moment that God is punishing you for some sin just because something bad happened to you. Look to the cross and know that all your sins have already been punished fully in the body of Christ. Believe that God is for you and expect to receive a victory. That's you and me today, guys, that we are absolutely free from the penalties of sin. You and I are absolutely free from the bondage of sin, you and I are no longer even accountable for the sins that we've committed, because the blood of Jesus has removed them. So if you're trying to have a child, you're not having that child, it's not because of your premarital sex that you had before, even though we don't condone premarital sex. I want you to understand that it's not about what you've done. Jesus has wiped that completely clean, and there's no sins at all in your life because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the beauty of grace.